Yeah. Well, it seems like it.
Thoughts on the game?
I thought it was a pretty sloppy game, but, you know, I mean, I thought our goaltender kept us in the first 10 minutes, and then when we scored a goal, it sort of calmed the stemmed the tide a little bit, and it seems like, you know, we get more awake when the other team gets the lead, it seems, and we were sleepwalking a little bit, and then when they made it 2-1, I thought for the rest of the second, that's when we stepped it up and played a pretty good second period. And then the third period, we were trying to protect the lead on the power play instead of going after it and trying to, you know, put the nail in the coffin type thing. But we ended up with Palmy making a great shot and Freddie making some great saves.
In a tightly called game with a lot of penalties, how big was it for you guys to deliver twice?
Well, for us to deliver twice is right now is a big thing, you know. And and I give, you know, Brad all the credit in the world. He works his rear end off every day on working on the power play, and so it's to see them come, you know, have some successful results, I think, will give all of them a little bit of confidence.
What was different that you saw?
We moved the puck a little bit. You know, I mean, and we shot the puck when we had the opportunity to shoot it rather than trying to look for the perfect pass.
Rene Bork scored his first goal as a Duck this afternoon. How's he been fitting in since coming over from Montreal?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a little bit of a transition, but today I thought was his best game. And, you know, I mean, you got a little more ice time, and I told him you're playing. I trusted you more, and you got on more. And you know, I think it was a little, you know, monkey off his back type thing to score that goal because he hadn't scored in 20 goals. But the one thing we know about Rene is that he's a streak scorer, and hopefully that one will jumpstart his the rest of his year.
How did you think Colby Roback played in his first Ducks game?
You know that he held his own. I mean, there was some really good things, some things that were hesitant, and which is totally understandable, I think. I don't know if he's played in front of his home, basically at home, before. I mean, he's played only 42 games, so I don't know if any of them were here. But, you know, it's a tough situation when you don't know who you're playing with, and you're playing your offside a lot, and it's a new system. You just want to get out there and get the puck and not make mistakes, and I think he did an okay job at that.
The number of rebounds that Freddie's leaving, is that normal?
Well, I don't think you ever want to leave rebounds, but I mean,
a lot, it
seems. Yeah, but you know, I'm not the goalie coach, so I'll have to refer to, and I don't like doing this, but to Rolly, to talk to him and see if there are shots that he can do other things about the ones that were left out there.
You know, there were some that were just left right in front of some circumstance, but some you wonder about.
You know, sometimes, though, like I've seen, like Jonathan Quick is great at it, is kicking the, knowing where to leave the rebounds where his players are. I don't know if Freddie's thinking along those terms. If he is, more power to him. That's great. If he isn't, then I'm sure it's just something he'll work on.
From where you were watching, how surprised were you that Kyle Palmieri was able to get that shot up on Pavlik there?
Well, we know he's got a great shot, but I was shocked. Like, I mean, I just, whoa, geez, it's in. You know, I was, we won, wow. You know, I mean, it happened very quickly, but he's known for the quickness of his shot and his release and everything else, and when he starts doing that, then good things happen.
Thanks, guys.